We're learning more about Washington State Representative Matt Manweller. He's faced multiple allegations of inappropriate behavior toward female students at Central Washington University, allegations he denies. Now his former wife is speaking exclusively to public radio, the News Tribune, and the Olympian. Orlin Reeve married Manweller when she was just 18. He had been her high school teacher. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports.
Orlin Reeve says she had a deal with her former husband, State Representative Matt Manweller. The deal was they wouldn't talk in detail with reporters about their long-ago marriage.
We had agreed that I would just state the facts that nothing illegal had happened, that I was 18 when anything physical happened, and then just no comment to any leading questions.
But now Reeve says she's willing to answer questions. She made this decision after reading recent stories about her former husband, about allegations going back 12 years that Manweller, in his role as a professor, sexually harassed and propositioned female students. Now, Manweller has adamantly denied the accusations, and there have been no formal findings against him. But Reeve says hearing of these allegations has moved her to speak.
My truth, my story, is that I had a man that's 12 years older than me as a teacher in a position of power take advantage of me.
That man, she says, was Matt Manweller. Reeve's story begins in January 1998 when she was a 16-year-old high school sophomore in a new school.
I was a student of Matt's. He was my geometry teacher.
Reeve had just moved mid-year from Boise, Idaho to Hurricane, Utah, population 7,000.
It was a hard move. I was pretty set in Boise and had my friends and then moving to a small town, it was hard to fit in and make friends was difficult.
But she says she found an immediate connection with Manweller, her engaging 28-year-old math teacher, who also happened to be from Boise. He was new to the school, too. Reeve says Manweller asked her to be the manager of the boys' varsity soccer team. He was the coach, and she would sit with him on the bus rides to and from games.
Looking back, I realized that he was flirting with me. But I was naive at the time and did not realize it.
Manweller says there was no flirting. When the school year ended, Manweller was leaving to attend graduate school, and Reeve says the two exchanged email addresses. The following Christmas, she says they were both back in Boise visiting their families and met up.
And we went out on what I would call a date. We played laser tag, kind of walked around downtown Boise, and then when he walked me to my car, he kissed me. So that was the first time there was anything physical, and I would have been 17 at that time.
That's Reeve's recollection. Manweller insists that she's wrong.
No, she was 18, and it was her senior year.
Manweller says it was spring break of her senior year, and she was an adult.
We never had a relationship, physical or romantic, until after she was 18, and I never had a relationship with her in any way while I was her teacher. So there was no misuse of power. And, you know, we were both adults.
Even though they don't agree on when they had their first date, they do agree their romantic relationship blossomed in the second half of her senior year. And it was a whirlwind romance. She describes lots of long-distance calls, a couple of in-person visits, and then an engagement. Reeve says Manweller asked her to marry him in March of her senior year. Manweller says he can't remember for sure, but thought it was after she graduated.
My parents were very unhappy about the marriage, tried to talk me out of it.
Reeve says in her parents' mind, Manweller had three strikes against him. He wasn't Mormon, he had been her teacher, and he was 12 years older. Even so, the couple started planning an August wedding. Here's where their stories diverge again. She says she tried to break off the engagement, but he convinced her not to. He says her family tried to keep her away from him. Whatever the reason, within a month of her graduation, they eloped. Reeve says at the time she was excited, but looking back today,
I was not in a place to make those kinds of decisions. I was not truly an adult mentally.
Manweller says Reeve pursued him and that she was smart, beautiful, and charming, and he was happy that she was interested in him. He says eloping was a passionate, impulsive decision.
I am not embarrassed at all. I am not apologetic at all. It makes me sad that she views our relationship in a much more negative way than I do. But I consider being married to Orlin, you know, a positive part of my life.
Reeve says there were some good times, but Manweller was controlling, had a temper, and that she walked on eggshells around him. He won't comment except to say that no marriage is perfect. By 2007, the marriage was unraveling. The couple separated in 2008, and their divorce was acrimonious. She accused him of threatening and stalking her. He accused her of infidelity. They both deny each other's claims. The divorce was finalized in 2009, 9 years after they had married. Today, both are remarried. Reeve says recently she and Manweller have had a friendly rapport. She even asked him for help getting her nephew a letter of recommendation to attend a U.S. military academy. She says she doesn't hold any ill will toward Manweller, but she does have a message for him.
What happened between us was inappropriate. You took advantage of me, you preyed on my insecurities, and you took away a lot of life experiences.
For his part, Manweller says he's surprised to hear this after 17 years. He agrees their relationship was unusual, but he insists there was nothing illegal or immoral about it. Reeve says she briefly considered telling her story when Manweller first ran for the state legislature back in 2012, but decided not to. Now, though, she says she feels empowered by the Me Too movement. She's also been troubled by the past allegations of sexual harassment from Manweller's former students that are now once again resurfacing. Reeve says if anything did happen, she hopes her story empowers other women to also tell theirs. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.